لكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. As explained yesterday, this is the beginning of Surah Nisa, in which many matters of ladies, women are discussed. And this is a famous ayat that we hear at the time of Nikah as well. And all the three ayats that are recited at the time of Nikah, in the Nikah khutbah, all deal with taqwa. So the basis of our Nikah to be successful is to have the fear of Allah. To realize that Allah is watching me and I must do my things according to the command of Allah. In that case, I will have all goodness in my nikah, in my life. So Allah says, have the fear of Allah who is your Rabb. And here one aspect of Rabb Allah Ta'ala has explained, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. He is the one who created us. According to atheists, some Hindu philosophy, Greek philosophy, the world has always been in existence and it will always remain in existence, which is totally false and wrong. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that Allah is the one who created us. We did not come from some monkeys, na'udzubillah, or anything. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. خَلَقَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. پیدا کیا تم کو ایک جان سے. Allah created all of you from one life, from one person. We are all the progeny and children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah created Adam alayhi salam without a mother, without a father, by the qudrat of Allah. And Allah's qudrat is kun fayakun. Just Allah says that be and it is. And this does not even take so long that the kaf joins with the noon in kun. Even just Allah's irada and things come into existence. And it is for us to believe, to realize how great Allah is and we believe in Him. Then from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. Aur usi se paida kiya uska jora. And Allah created from Adam alayhi salam his partner Hawa alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sleeping one day in Jannah, from his left Rabb Allah created Hawa. When he woke up and he saw Hawa, he was extremely joyed and happy. Allah gave him the best partner which Allah himself had created. And both Adam alayhi salam Allah created, Hawa alayhi salam Allah created without any parents, just by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then from the two of them, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. اور پھیلایا ان دونوں سے بہت مرد اور عورتیں. Then Allah spread many men and women from their union. All the children of Adam alayhi salam in the whole world today, some 7-8 billion people, and from Adam alayhi salam till today, from today till Qiyamah, we are all Aulade Adam. We are all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who is our great great grandfather, and Hawa alayhi salam, who is our great great grandmother. That is how we have come into existence, and Allah created the world for us to live in. Allah is the maker of all this. After explaining that, Allah says again the second time, Wattaqullah, or darte raho Allah se, and have the fear of Allah, obey His commandments, realize His presence all the time. At the beginning also Allah said, and this address was for all of mankind, not only for the believers, Ya ayyuhan nar, all of you, fear Allah, observe His command, realize His presence. And yeah, again Allah reminds again, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. جس کے واسطے سے سوال کرتے ہو آپس میں اور خبردار ہو قرابت والو. And in this way Allah تبارک و تعالی says that fear Allah, but in His, whose name you ask one another for your needs. For example, a person is desperate in need, he says, for Allah's sake give me this. I'm asking you for Allah's pleasure. Please, for Allah's sake. So that Allah, on whose name you are fulfilling your need, somebody makes zulam on you, you say, for Allah's sake, don't oppress me, don't cause me this harm. You are using Allah's name for your need, so that same Allah fear him, on whose name you are claiming your needs, you are asking your things, fear Allah Ta'ala. And also, wal arham, and your family members. For example, you tell your brother, you are my brother, you are my sister, that we are all born from the same womb. We came from our mother's womb. So you use that also as a means to ask for your right. I ask you as a brother, do this for me. I ask you as a sister, do this for me. So Allah, who did everything for us, our family members in whose names we ask, Allah says that fear Allah, in whose name you are asking for your needs, in whose name you are taking and getting your work done from your family members. And remember also, inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba, aur beshak Allah tum par nagehban hai, and Allah Ta'ala is ever watchful over you, his eyes are on you all the time. Fear him and fulfill his command. If you do so, you will make your worldly life a pleasure for yourself, for all around you, your wife, your children. And if you don't have Allah in mind, and you live your life as you want to, or you live your life as people of the world, who are generally the kuffar, you make your life according to their lifestyle, you do things according to them, then remember, Allah is watchful over you. If you don't make tawbah, and Allah has to take you to task in this world, you will suffer the consequences. And if not, the actual place for recompense is not this world, but it is the akhirah. There then you will have to face the terrible consequences if you don't fear Allah Ta'ala, and you don't keep in mind that Allah Ta'ala is watching you. Then you will make your own life a misery. So in this beautiful ayat, which is normally read in the nikah khutbah, we should always take these great lessons which Allah Ta'ala has outlined for us, and thereby make our lives of dunya a life of ease and comfort, and moreover, more important, our life of akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.